WJFF Radio in Jeffersonville, New York, is like a lot of other public radio stations around the country, with a fairly eclectic mix of programming, airing nationally produced programs from NPR and local programs, news, talk, music. What makes WJFF different from many other radio stations around the country, both public and commercial, is that it operates off the grid, at least for the most part. Christine Ahern, station manager at WJFF, joins us now from the station. Christine, thanks for taking the time to be with us today.
Sure, but you stole my joke.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. There is a dam involved in how the station is gotten off the grid.
Yes. The station didn't. There was no sign of a station in this area, and the founders of the Jeffersonville Hydroelectric Plant, which sits right next door, a very small hydro plant, were building a house that was going to sit next to a little beautiful waterfall in a small town, Jeffersonville, New York. We have about 400 people live in this town. They were building a house sitting next to the waterfall, and they had some friends over helping them work on the house one weekend. They said, "Hey, Ann and Malcolm, why don't we listen to Prairie Home Companion tonight?" And they said, "Well, we don't get public radio in this area." And their friend said, "Well, you should start a station." And really, the next day, they each went off to their various jobs, and they each called NPR. Each somehow got to the same person at NPR, and when he got two calls in one morning from the same little small town, thought, something's going on up there. And they did start a station. They put some ads in the paper saying, "We're thinking about starting a public radio station. Come to a public meeting at the little hotel that used to be right on the shores of this lake we sit on." And about 100 people showed up to that very first meeting, and it went from there. About 2.5 years later, we were on the air and hydro-powered.
And hydro-powered, the dam that provides the electricity.
The dam next door provides the electricity. So we sit overlooking a beautiful lake in a rural town, and the house that sits above the dam in the turbines has a little hum in their house. They get hydropower, and we get hydropower. And most people aren't that connected to their electricity, so most people turn their light switch on, and they don't ever worry about it. But there's always a little bit of trouble when you're off the grid, so there's times when the lights dim, or you can hear a little strain in the equipment, and you think, okay, well, maybe somebody's in the shower next door, or better turn off the hot water heater. So we're always balancing, you know, how much we can do. If we have live music, we better make sure we have a lot of electricity being generated that day.
Well, there are droughts also from time to time in New York State.
Yes, and at that time, we have to disconnect off the grid and connect back into the grid. We have a siphon. It's really an amazing process, a siphon that comes off the lake, and much like people who have fish understand the concept of a fish tank and the filter, a siphon that comes off the lake, it goes up before it goes down into the turbines, and it drains that water. We just borrow the water for a few minutes, comes off the lake, goes over the turbines, and then goes back out into what we sit on is the east branch of the Calicoon Creek, and water goes back down and then eventually goes into the Delaware River. When there's no water coming over the dam, it means the creek flow is so low that we have to stop generating hydro, because if we do still generate, we'll actually start draining the lake dry.
And so then you get the long extension cord and run it into town?
Exactly.
I wonder, most public radio stations, of course, have fundraising drives. In droughts, do you ask your listeners to plea for rain?
Well, we do talk about that during the fund drives a lot, because as many people who are public radio listeners know, how much money you have to raise. We're a small station, and we don't raise nearly as much as what most people expect public radio stations to raise. And part of that is the fact that we don't pay enormous electric bills.
Well, Chris,
so our tower, I have to admit, our tower is about 12 miles away up on a mountain, and we can't run hydropower to that tower. There's a thing called line loss. If you run electricity down a power line, there's just a loss of power as you go, and that's kind of the fault of our electric system in this country. Is as you run power along power lines, you just lose power as it travels along power lines.
It's not a fault of the electrical system in the country. It's a fault of physics, I think.
Yes, thank you. Okay. Thank you, yes.
All right.
Corrected. So what we've just done, actually, is installed an anemometer up at our tower to start measuring the wind.
And you might put a windmill up
there. We're looking at the possibility of putting a windmill at our tower.
Well, that's great. Christine Ahern, good luck with that.
Thank you.
Christine Ahern, station manager for WJFF in Jeffersonville, New York, a public radio station that is powered by water. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.